Dünnüsü.
Evet.
Tavuk kadar aktı.
Onlar okumayın, kuşun okuyun. Sen tavuk okuyun ben onu. Onlar bile giyinirin, niye loksiyin, Allah'ını. Onlar gittiler bakın. Onlar Allah'lık. Inna kam chin tichni Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. In alle Kuraki Tachinos und Mikasig mit anderen.
Ja, I'm not sure.
I'm going to go to the hospital.
Дагаанага маас гайлгүй үүгээр нь ийшүг оноон үргүйж хордуудыг өмөксөмөх тачгаадаг. Ийждэг бүдөөддөөс гад. Үйн маан нахаг үнэ каамүл үнэхорлүг. Үггүүүшг амаслан үн. Аар сэмэсэг бурааск нь ол бахтлэг бэлэг надаг хүм. Үйн энэ нүгдүүг тус гадтаасдаг хүм мистер Аарс. Үйн маан күүүшгэр эхтэн, эхтэн нэ күүүшгэр мүлгэр.
Илана үйсэдгэд.
Мэйм.
Амлаан, нану үйч, чулай, чулай, нэг хуй, ауи, дэйян үйч, ауу, дэкнэ, чухтаг, нэг дэйн үйч, чиктэг нэгэм үйч, улаан, тазэн үйч,
чулай. Чулай, үннан, кадим даан маттэг чулай гэд
кэнэ. Маттэгэн,
кэнэ чулай, яа. Ako chokol chi sokta na chokol ki kaucho.
Aw yuli ni mana wati ni. Ni manula skagal wati ni manula skagal iste kuna.
Thank you.
Хормыс хүмүүсдээ гээд бүгд нэг заагаад тухайн юм шиг. Амжиж лохдаг. Цугаад хинэн нэси. Цугаад хинэн. Аннагаар гэнэдэг. Инүүг хэлбэрээр өгдөг. Аннагаар гоолтдаг юм шиг. Аннагаар гоол. Овояас хийсэн мангаа хэлдэг юм шиг. Я овояа хамаа нуух болоод хадмаж. Нэр сах юм л мангаа овояас хийм мангаа нуух. Ана анаагад гол хуу яач гис мөнгө гадна анаагад гол бүтэн макканыг хонолхгүй шиг үгүй гэдэг юм уу гэж нэш тоглохын нэгтэнэг хинаагад гомж гомгригор нэгч юм нэгтэн аа яа мөклий лаа нэг юм уу тийм яагад гонтах шаагад юм нэг жаагад нэг нэш тоглох юм чинь уу яг нэг нэг таваншлаа наагад тэр юм байна аагад нүшин шүрэг гад тэнгиш хүүе ивар нуу лохтдаг инги юм үл аваа
көгүлэм матта таксылыгат галлуун эрлө кэрхтэг амин аркут ханаатсаг балч наа гал тэн имил
юло кайлта
Энэ
нэг хоёр тэгээд нэг лугаар чинээсэр гэсэн аттал.
Тэр нэг муулагаар
юм уу анаас л.
Алим имлиг нэг хийчих. Энэ
нэг
аминера нэг хийх.
Энэ уурчгийн нэг нэг юм
яасаа. Окей. Роллинг л тагсалгаа гэж.
Ямаа тэг шинди. Но not fresh grass through the root grass. Keep the roll damp it up and roll it up by the one and you keep on in a steam bath somewhere under the ischkashit
you know. Sometimes
you turn it over again, damp it up again and right after that I may send it to him, you get him out from the shit I'm on when he mulled it up. You soak him there and peel it right out and I nominate these. You get him out and stretch him out on the ground. Trying to get yaga on that was clean, but she would tell it.
Yeah.
I think it was a lot of words. Okay, you know that, come you know that. I just put it away and we just like that. After that, when you read to use, you try to support them and you look and saw all the scrapers.
Yeah,
yeah. Please, I walk that thing. I don't know what kind of knife you use.
Mm-hmm.
So my tip time was so thick, you look on that whole thing. Oh, the
Blubber a cake, right?
Blubber a shit that huck it anyway.
Anyway, yeah.
I'm not gonna let him, that thick part. That I'm not gonna look at my own. She let me stand around to be soft again.
Yeah.
And scrape it up again with that kind of knife. And the customer's gonna walk the thing anyway.
Oh.
And I'm not taking no string, I'm not too thick.
I'm not too, yeah. I'm not too soft.
I'm not gonna use it. What the hell? How long will an hour go? I wouldn't. It's kind of from both sides.
Uh-huh.
You save a lot of skin there.
Toot.
Let me see. If you...
Kang a low ling nach? Is the kane?
That's what I mean.
Toll for scraping hide. Kunnu.
Yeah.
Kunnu ling nach?
Ah, kunnu ling nach, yeah. You're right, yeah, you're right, yeah.
Okay.
Tip top.
Yeah. Okay, to make the intestines in the air, intestines in
the air.
Cool, intestines is hard to cook.
Anigir,
intestines. Ali, flipper on my feet, kitta.
Ding, lastic, easter.
Ticky, lastic,
easter.
Maklak sauce is to go, not good color, maklak sauce.
Okay, sea lining a cowboy. Breast. Avalori, back part of ribs.
A cheek.
Sakigi?
Yeah, it could be.
Ha, a chick sakigi.
Well, way back where chunnerin.
Oh, okay, back part of ribs inge. Chunnerin, which is a
sakigi.
Inge blood baristico, a bladder, ichtenagling much. A blubber one licky can as a blubbering a Tessa you Yanna
Tumpe Rachter
Cool.
A willing Mirtek Wallow.
Okay, stomach. Gut coat. Kamalika. Kamalika. Gut coat. Heart covering. Bladder buoy for halibut hooks. And what does that mean? Halibut hook, bladder buoy for halibut hook. Oh, okay. Al halibut float.
Same thing.
Yach utach ta ist. Peacap.
хах хийгүү. Тэгвэл юм аа хөөх таах хий капгүй малган. Кап, кип, кап. Анчатин ад энэс. Стабер-глобер. Стамак. Cut a clear throat, stomach, save all the good seeming. When long ago, oh, okay, we used to go. Long ago, when felines were being butchered, the first thing to be removed was thin tissue covering of the heart. Very carefully so as not to tear it. Rinse in salt seawater and stretch over the peak cap of the camelita. While continue work on the feline, this tissue dries sufficiently to be lined with cloth. It is used as a carrying bag for tea while traveling. It is waterproof and palatable, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, okay. Okay. Toe, top of muckluck. Sianik.
Sianik.
Huh. Sianik. Toe top of muckluck.
You mean this here?
Yeah. Тал хот хэлтэ.
Ими кагэр кар кот кагэ кан кот кагэр мого хэлтэ коттэ да кагэр мого. Кагэр мого хэлтэ.
Хөлги мөөмөш.
Хөлги.
Хөө.
Баарын тадра хөлги маар.
Я хөлги маар.
Хөлги. Би уллаш ка хамна анна ум уллаш да чокра би уллаш ка. Би хөлги тадга юмсын нэгала.
Okay, pull for scraping hides. Petrol cocked. Kunulinach.
Kunulinach, yeah.
Kunulinach.
Yeah, that was right.
Oh, okay, this is right. That's how it went. Kunulinach. Fur seal. Alkutranatsach to this.
Fur seal, Akula.
Yeah. Alkutranatsach to this.
Well, you were mixed.
Yeah, I noticed that.
No,
I call it Holistak. Without any laugh, Kodranas. Laugh, Kodrani, seal pops. Yeah. Okay, that's right then. Badarki, over jacket. Sukkah.
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 Over jacket that. Unang milal kutr.
Anjeh.
Anjeh. Anjeh is the stere wunnelli. But in tunuich the lukkaki wunnelli. Ikru ima yinnin. Iyo ima yinnin.
Idma yinnin.
Idra.
Idma yinnin. Idma yinnin.
Idma yinnin.
I mean it's a guts.
The whole
is
my
is my ying. That's the whole okay. Let's see. We famous, but one day kidney a man on my kidney a
doctor.
Yeah. A leak. Can normal work get in? Spine kicked.
You may have left it soon, yeah?
Soon, yeah, one leak.
Spine.
Mm-hmm. Het loopparty, ik weet niet dat ik voor het loopparty.
Carefully cut up length of bottom of muckluck. Foot, head to shoulder for muckluck sole. Thickest part of the skin, 1 inch thick. This is first dried for sole. Ayak. You cool the kachta kit last ra.
Yeah,
Any part of steel meat, yellow no steel with a
crack. Oh, yeah, you can.
Well, the whole thing you can if you want to. It says here.
It's up to you.
Yeah, breast and ribs are salted down for food. It's to go.
Yeah,
You got to put a lot of brine in it, so it says, more fat in it.
Yeah, if killed in May, the blubber is 4 inches thick, a carrier.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's pretty thick. Could be good with lard and onion, garlic and everything in it.
Well, see, like part of the thing, I'm a blubber, I mean a bladder. To what you know, we've got to read that, to what they're an onion.
Oh,
I'm not going to be so good. You for sewing gut coat. Okay, blubber of course and not it. Same thing. Blubber,
yeah.
Blubbering is tunnel.
You can breathe good.
How many times a day?
I'm going to get a little bit of a How we look,
You dry fish, so we're keen.
You can salt them with eating with dry fish too, same way.
Blubber is salted down. Yeah,
you can't keep salting too long anyway.
No, huh?
Well, I'll go to the chicken, only one.
It's really oily. A lot of fat on it.
You can make less out of any seed. But her seed you can make more.
But hair seal is good. Hair seal oil is used for everything. Food, softening of dry but darky skin. It won't moisten a skin, but keeps it soft and, you know, pliable.
Same thing, any seal.
Any seal oil.
Any seal you can use. Long with it oil. But the covering you get sent to a textile garbage for coconut for food. Like I said, to make a larynx and a fry something. But each one you have like really get to lingam and I. Little bit, you know. I like it, but I don't care too much. Jack not a common way to eat lot of it.
Only in East Kukhta, sea lion oil is not used for much of anything as it does not keep, but soon grows rancid. You know, it spoils at times. However, when there is no sea oil, sea lion oil is boiled until it burns brown. Then take a straw and dip it, comes out with curved. The oil can be used to soften dry by dark skin. Okay, that's how they used to
use. The same thing on the skin, and you wet it again before you put the skin back on. Why? I checked the level, cleaned it up with it.
No.
And I agree. Wet the
slippery.
Keep that for you to waterproof, make your boat waterproof. You gotta use it. If you don't, you know, the skin till the cock is dried up and you pull them, fit right out.
That's right, if it's, dried.
You
gotta
keep
watching. Yeah. Was
color.
Oh, yeah?
Way.
Oh, not too long. Just before the 1940,
I remember that.
Okay, you never wasted anything. You used the whole sea lion head. Except the head.
Head and maskotan. Can agar another na.
Oh yeah, that balish. That's good. Yeah, okay, that's good.
You can cut them two places. In the good part and the rather narrow part of it. You see, my cattle are yet to see from cooking. You eat the pitter can eat
the pitter. Come here, cuttlefish, mother, come and book it up. I'm out of numbers, come out of them. am nächsten Abend gekocht.
Ja,
aber
da
raus. Willst du lassen, ich hätte ein bisschen
Papa. Willst du lassen,
ich hätte ein bisschen Papa. Kein Fisch, wieder kein Klick, Bucke. Ja, Okay, here we go. Feline parts. Intestines. Flippers and feet.
Lastig.
Lastig. Muckluck soles.
Kazaga.
Okay, number four, sea line.
Kawa.
Number five, breast.
Rudilka.
Number six, back part of ribs.
Chunis.
Chunis. Number seven, blubber.
Chadona.
Number eight, stomach.
Santho.
Number nine, gut coat. Number nine, gut coat.
Santhumaro.
Zayach. Zayach. Kamlivka.
Sigdach.
Okay, number 10, sinew for sewing gut coat.
Igatcher.
Number heart. Heart. Number 11, I mean. Heart covering.
Kanomuga.
Kanomuga. Number 12, bladder. Buoy for halibut hooks.
Tuwadimuwi.
Tuwadimuwi. Number 13, halibut floats.
Tumpaya.
Tumpaya. Number 14, sea lion whiskers.
England.
Number 15, peak cap. Kajiko? No?
I didn't know that.
Okay, number 15, we'll let go for a while. Toe top of Makluk.
Kodiger.
Number 17, pull for scraping hide.
Kunalik.
First seal.
Lakulak.
Number 19, badarki over jacket.
Suka.
Number 20, badarki pants.
Okay.
Number 21, skin, sea lion skin.
Igiloka.
Igiloka. Oh yeah, another name for it is Lahtakar in Aleut. That's sea lion skin. Or it would be any kind of seal skin, hair seal, fur seal, all that. And number 10 we will correct because said they never did use a hair sea lion sinew. Said they've never used that, so we'll have to mark that off. But they used to use sinew was from whale. It's the only one that she knows of, Sophie Pletnikov knows of. Sinew. Said everything was used out of sea lion. There wasn't anything that they missed out, of course, only the head, I guess. Part and bile. Bile, we call that. Kitcher. Ha. Bile. Kitcher. Kidney, we call Dachtoch. Dachtoch. Heart. We call canore. That they used to salt the whole thing, except the liver and heart, which they used to soak and cook, soak them overnight, and then get all the blood out of it, most of it anyway, and then would cook it and eat it. So they used to salt just about anything, codfish, hair seal, fish. The only thing they couldn't salt was halibut. So they tried it, but it used to turn yellow, so they never did try it again. Mm-hmm. The others were all right. They used to even dry help it up. So another thing they used, the seal lion stomach was dry it out and clean it out and dry it out. So they could have stored at least 200 of humpy dry fish in it. It was that big, I saw. They used to preserve it that way. Said they were, red that.
Red salmon.
Yeah. Red salmon, I'm sorry about that. Red salmon was what they used to, at least 200 would go in one sea lion stomach.
Mm-hmm.
They put a fish up and keep it inside a feline stomach, they used to call it Nochsner. Nochsner. Nochsner.
Allah. Everything on the Kumar Khdenach
Kitchen. Yeah, everything was a Kumar Kalamako.
They used to use the whole bit of whale also, salted. Or dry the meat and eat it the way it was, and salt the blubber and eat it with dry fish. Mm-hmm. And that's when they used those sinew out of that. I mean, make sinew out of that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, igetchach we call it. Sinew is igetchach. Ali Allah Chadola, Chadul Midnacht Hitch. Melt whale fat and use it for just about anything after it cool off, and it's like a lard leaf than I. It's just like a lard, yeah, when it gets cold, yeah. Gleben, man sucht es gerade her. Gleben, man, Allah, die Knau wird nach
dir. Ja, auch Knallah, die Knau,
they used to make a larix out of it also, fried bread dough. Cast iron. Father Ruchi Kachtener, so we tatam runus, we guachtak, makulichtak, kinochtak.
Ирактен имам,
Rancher Point, Kimalga, King Amstel, and
English.
In a sheep, Boraskin, Station Bay or Rancher Point, that's where the sheep is now. Okay, and then we're going to Peacock Point, Keystone. Mailboat Colbing Unang Milasardan?
No.
Mutton Cove?
You never can be negative nursing.
Yes, I do. Cutter Point? Cool. Alram Point? Well, she said none of these had Aleut's name to them. Yes, that she doesn't remember some, but some she knows. I'll keep aspect on the Kokumak. Wait. One Alina. Aliga Wedge Point. Point of the land.
None of the lessons in the air of the
Oh. Alameda Bay.
Sedanka Point.
Sedan.
Island.
We used to hear long ago that they had silver and gold amongst the rocks or in the rocks. From Kasiga, I mean in between Kasiga and Sedan County.
In a colonial region, it could be Margaret East to
Oh. Ал бир аз келсе чыкты да мен катышып кеттим. Жоо, бир аз
кылып,
аз кашкы үйлөн айтып келе жатка. Мен мистер Арсим илин алып чыкты. Said Mr. Hanna, Harris had a ranch across the river, had a sheep and horses there. Хансын ри маммалин алып.
About 5 years, some
school. Oh, he was there about 5 years. Oh, I keep telling you what to do.
Yeah.
And the Kadamadan, I believe.
The Kadamadan.
Oh.
Yeah, because
he used to hire Kasiga guys during summer to shear the sheep there and pay them. They used to walk from Chernovsky to Kasiga also, but she never did. Said nobody ever went to Eagle Point, because it's so far away. She heard there was a lot of blueberries there.
Yeah,
blueberries there, but... repetition point. Just open the door for them, yeah. Her mom used to tell her that years ago they used to, if they didn't have a sea lion flipper skin to use for bottom of for the shoes, that they even used a dog salmon skin. So that's how hard it was, I guess, in her mother's time, said. Bogoslov maschatik.
Maschatik nicht gut ist, von der Teinere, von meinem Bogoslov, Walter, Washer, Malwell, Lichter, Kutter,
Oh ja, Tüte, der kann Bogoslov. Years ago they used to hang, they get the whale, so they used to hang the tongue out for at least a couple months.
And that's how they used to make their oil too, from the tongue itself, I guess, when it melt inside like a sack, he said. So if they had enough in it, they'd put it in a jar, put it away and put it back up to make more oil out of it, I guess. And after that, the sack would get empty, the membrane of the tongue, they would throw that away after 2 months. But they used that quite a
services there at Casita. There's a beautiful church at Chernovsky also. So, Ulingilngeren, yes, and then Sakodigiming, which is putchki leaves for any kind of basores they had. Said if men were husky then, they used to, reason why they were husky was they used oars, go out quite a long distance with it. Said used to go from Kasika to Chernovsky with 3 men kayak, would start at least 6 in the morning and would take them, and would get to Chernovsky about, let's see, 1 or 2 in the afternoon. And if the weather permits them, they would go up back the same day after their visit with the friends at Chernovsky, or from Chernovsky to Kasiga, they used to visit. So she would also go with them as a young girl. Said when they were young, they just lived off the land mostly, everything, practically. They used to go out, kill seals, fish, clams. So the sea urchins were just as big as the saucers, also gumboots. So everything was clean then, so it was a lot of fun going out. So the same thing with berries, salmon berries, blackberries, that were abundant years ago in Kasiga. Said in those days nobody knew how to make jam or jelly, so they used to just pick them up just to eat them. And few, the way they used to preserve them and keep them, was keep them in the water after clean them out well and in cold water. And during the winter it used to freeze, so that's how they had them practically all year round. They also made taho out of it, with boiled fish mixed with seal oil, either black or blueberries. Said women used to keep busy during the day, take care of their little ones also about, and they'd make Alu dolls, the one she makes now. So that's the way how they were dressed up, out of seal guts, sea lion guts. Seal throat was thicker than the intestine, so they used to make boots out of seal throat and raincoat out of intestines. Women used to weave baskets, huge baskets out of grass, almost like a pack sack, which they use now, she said. Fill them up with berries or whatever they get with, and pack them in the on their back. They used to have dances also, said one guy would play accordion. Or if you wanted to dance, they would have that gramophone, they called it. They used to call them now. We call them phonographs now. Years ago, if they needed a priest also, they used to get him in kayak if they wanted to have babies baptized or to get married. And he also, Sergei Savorov said that years ago, nobody knew how much Sergei knew about Aleut medicines or things like that. So they used to go get Sergei Savorov from Nikolsky with kayak also and bring him to Kasiga. Had a fish cannery at Makushin years ago. She was 17 at the time. And whatever leftover wood they had, they would they picked it up and took it to Kashiga on kayak. That's the first time she saw them build a house out of a wooden house they built. And about Saranach, we call it in Aleut, and which meaning wild rice, that they used to pick them, pick quite a few of them in order to make a couple pounds out of them. Yeah. So it tastes so good, it was like rice like we do get now. She also talked about sea lion fur. Was that how they used to, if they wanted to use them, wanted to use just the skin, they used to keep it underground for a few days till it starts shedding, that the hair or fur, whatever you call it, start coming off. And then they would scrape off the blubber off of it and make it clear and stretch it out on the ground, because they didn't have any place to stretch it. So they used to stretch it right on the ground and pull on it. And they would repair kayaks with it if they need to be repaired. Sergei Savorov was a very good doctor, so that's why they used to send for him. He would examine the patient and would find out what was wrong with him and would treat him with the Aleut medicine, which they used to use, like leaves or some kind of different kind of plants that I mentioned earlier. That if there was a dance, she said she'd never have a time to go out and have fun if he... Now and then, if she was free, she would, just like any other kid, she said. Said most of the time she'd stay home or go around looking for elderly people to see if they need any help. If they did, why, she would just stay with them till whatever she was doing was done, and cook for them, feed them, or repair their rain gear or whatever that needs to be done.
Well, you eat almal, yeah, alwan mukh. When they pass that.
Yeah.
A sunk at Kitten and me.
Cheer the white dog.
Oh, cheer the
horn.
I'll suck it cool malma. Cool. Cool. King crab, may octopus, may mackerel, porky, bracelets and necklaces out of even whale bones. For the tobacco also, they used to make a little tamplabach, she calls it now, to keep their tobacco in, homemade tobacco.
But in those days you had to ask your mom and daddy first. Mm-hmm. And then did they ask the chief or who?
But all of the which call me she got chief in the first year for the
Okay. Let's say if a man in Kashiga wanted to get married, okay, mm-hmm. and there was nobody.
His man with the word Kashiga. Sometimes you didn't know that woman, you know. You didn't know that woman. You didn't see that woman. Now was coming down hard out of station. In Dadi, he's coming down for a lot of fish for him. That's the guy she's not asking.
Dadi's asking for a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe she like, maybe she love it, you know. Love him, right? Do we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah. Was there a, trying to remember, one time Anthesia was telling me about, you know, she was talking about the chief and the fact that the chief had a lot of authority. He could tell you what to do sometimes.
Chief, I'm not marked. It's just to know his mother.
The old Mr. Chief, if you want the marriage, go to the marriage. This marriage, I'll go to the chief and the witch girl, she's a judge first.
What's her name?
He gets the witch girl. He gets the people first. And the judge.
The judge,
yeah. I don't know before, no judge. I don't know what the judge. It's not married, it died, you know? Supposed to be married.
Uh-huh.
Because my husband is there. Cornelius and Mike and Steve Lover. The same daddy Cornelius and same daddy, the different mother.
Uh-huh.
Because my husband is a different mother. Different mother. Creation, which called Mikey, different mothers, the same daddy, you know. First to be married, my sister, Colina, first to be married. Now, we said my husband is going to the island, get sparks. That's my sister, Colina, speed of luck, all blood, speed of luck, he died before my husband come. That's why he said, I want us to marry. That's my husband, before what's called. That's my girlfriend, my sister.
Mm.
My sister Pauline is going to the island. That my sister died, come back, I feel sorry. That's why I'm sister, that's why I'm married for her.
That's
the way you know that.
Okay. So,
what was the husband before married?
Yeah, but what she was saying was that this man named Snow, I guess your sister Okalina, came to Unalaska, and then the chief came and took Okalina back to Kashiga, and the Snow I guess he was in love, you know, with her or something, and so he shot himself in a Barabara. Down by Panalaska. It was the last Barabara, or not the last Barabara, but it was a Barabara that had belonged to this old blind man, Cedar Solovia. And then after that happened, they tore the Barabara down.
What was Snow? What was his nationality?
He was not Aleut.
Oh.
He was not Aleut. He was a fisherman or something.
Oh.
And,
My sister Ulita, his name is Ulita.
Oh.
That's the one he said he was here to take care of that father's kids.
Oh, father.
Their father, Dimitri.
Dimitri
father's kids. He took care of that kids about 2 years in there. About four times or three times a year. Just for me, my sister, George Boreen, that's the one's wife. I took on it. Olita. Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little snow friend of the dog, eh? Snow is the thing. Snow was the...
I don't know. 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 I don't know
My sister who did it, Okolina did come down with Roska.
Okay, Okolina did Olita. And she told a story about Olita too when she was taking care of Father Dimitri's children.
Mm-hmm.
About, I shouldn't say this, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's an interesting story about Peter Yachmanov.
Mm-hmm.
Father Dimitri's wife.
Yeah.
I heard of that.
Dimitri's, wasn't it Hartovitsky?
Hartovitsky, it's Dimitri Hartovitsky, I think.
Oh, okay, I never heard
of that. I think so, and his wife's name was, it's a funny story, because I guess this lady was sort of after Peter Yachmanov, and he didn't mind her, you know.
Yeah.
But the priest got very mad.
Almost killed him.
Yes,
killed him up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she told me this.
Yeah, she said something very interesting, that when they carried, he went and got somebody to carry Peter Yachmanov to his father's house.
Mm-hmm. He was going out, and then he came back.
I can't think who it was, but they carried Peter Yachmanov through the churchyard to go to Alexei Yachmanov's house. And when he went in the churchyard, he regained consciousness. And when he walked out of the churchyard, he lapsed again into unconsciousness. That was interesting.
I know the story.
Yeah.
The sister would
read that. Because she was watching it on the steps or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know her name. The name is
But Anvisha was telling the whole story because this was the only time she said she ever saw Alexei Yachmanov get angry.
That's when they moved out of here, didn't they?
It wasn't until a little later, Until because the funny part of the story was, I guess, his father, Horovitsky, wanted to send his wife away.
Yeah.
So he put her on the boat that was leaving, and he didn't know that the Peter Yachmanov was also on the boat.
The Peter Yachmanov was married to
him. Yeah, well, he said he
married his mother.
Yeah, he never cared for her. No, but it was fun to meet.
Since the time began, I guess.
Oh, dear.
It's Lisa and Agnes, that's the one we told. The religious knows all the story. That's the one is Barsani. His name is man, it's Barsani. Got the tongue, is that guy. The only tongue got the tongue. That's the one is Barsani.
I heard that name, Barsani,
That's the one he said, taken to that father's, the witch is taken to that Orgetus and kicks the son for much for Barsani's house at night. That's the way Peter and Mats got fixed. He's Russian. He's Russian, he's mad that, I don't know, he can't see anything, he says, to my sister. He's Russian.
I know there's,
But Peter is dead, he's just only chief, you know, that can't see nothing for it. The father is dead, can't see anything. Because Peter's fault, that's why. I only got the story. He took on even from Tico American to Tolita, because he's still my father. Before he stayed at, that Sefcho, and they went to Sefcho's, that's the one his house in, Westmore's house, and stayed at, they went to Sefcho. That's the one he stayed at, for taking care of the kids to the Tolita. That's why he's smart, he don't go to school, he's smart. But everybody lost to take care of the thing, kids and steam them.
Leontief Sifsov was one who worked with Jockelson when he came here to do the translation, to find his name and those things. And he wrote a couple letters to Jockelson and Aliut.
He just passed away then. I saw his name on.
Oh.
Oh, yes. This month, I think.
So we just wait till you go through the tapes and see then, huh?
Yeah, is that okay?
Yeah, that's okay with me. I was going to call and then I came in for Dane Rice's.
It'll take you probably a little while.
Yeah, that's
maybe after spring vacation.